There we are. We are nearly on time, and this is the Gear for Pearls Hackathon. First ever show. Thank you very much, everyone, for the applause. Thank you very much. Anyone has any questions for now? Actually, it's obvious stuff, but I want to show you because there is much other stuff happening on the web. But this is a clear example what's going wrong there. Really, this is completely wrong. But here we are. We want to do fun. So let's go to the ton. I will go there. Let's see if I can. Oh no, I can do it here. Is there an SCM? No. SCM clone. Of course, I can. I'll show you the ribbon. I could clone locally, but then people won't see. BRCon 2023 hackathons. Please do the same. We go to BRCon hackathons, and then we go to Go for Pearls. And there we are. There's a description. Don't clone locally. Go look global. Yeah, go global, IDC. So this is a simple, easy hackathon. Actually, bound there is one task which is thought of because people already started to go there to this link to Go for 2007, which is the Go for Pearls. And there you will see stuff from the past, and you already see on this link some pearls I opened up and showed you, which is really interesting stuff from the past. Then this is an example just for people who don't know it, how to get your Gopher client running, because people could be using our info in our conference without knowing this. So just clone Zuck, go there, install it, run something. This is the archive layout. It's a bit different to a standard server because you have to archive it in some way. When you go there to some entry, you have one directory or part of the selector, which is 01, a search, 9. These are the menu items. And we are going for texts and menu, 0 and 1. The other stuff is really seldom, but it happens to be there. So this will be most interesting. Here are some starting points. For example, zm.ca or telefisk.org. If you want to search for it, Telefisk is really interesting. And in this repository, see here, the min-dev theory, because when you go through the service, you will realize some just only have the port and nothing inside. So there's nothing to see there. But here's min-dev, and this is servers which have more more content. As you can see, some must doubled. They have something below that. It could be empty. Some only have empty selectors, but this is the list of stuff you can search now. Like one thing would be like shuff and one. Yeah, look, you could easily select your server to go to doing that. Yeah, if you want to. So that's a nice one. Then let's go back to the description. So we all go through this, please check out, and then when you find something really interesting, just put it on the IRC, put it on send it to me. But if you go to the lawn and get me a patch, then of course you will get scores on the hackathon too. But this is something I will maybe want to do, because now the pearls in lawn are unconnected. But this would be the best thing to add the category. Of course, people just send me the patch to add the category and add some pearls. We have it automatically on the lawn. And then for me, it's just sending writing the output to generate an index.gopher. And you will have the index.gopher, which should be the output of such a script in the hackathon directory. Okay. Any questions left? Because otherwise, I will go to the auto DJ stuff, and we will go on doing our hackathon on there. Evil Bob doesn't get it. Oh, Evil Bob. So, what's your question? So the thing is, we go into this archive. You select one Gopher server from the dev3 list as a starting point. Then you go inside, and if you find any interesting, like old reports from GopherCon, like a manifesto, like gaming stuff, like scientific stuff, like archives of old Gopher stuff, if you find them, just post a link and we will have fun together watching it. Yes, Aether saying many servers are empty, but this is the thing we want to do. Because I didn't do much more selection, but we can go through it. Or people do it the stuff for the lawn. It's a simple and easy evening hackathon to contribute and connect two databases together. Any further questions? Evil Bob, did you get it? Ah, he got it. He got it what we want to do. Yeah, it's not that easy because in my mindset, I'm into all of this. So, Evil got it. Other efforts asking, is this a dump of the 2007 corpse? But yes, it is. Yes, it was quite dead by then. That's true. The thing is, we have nothing else. It's the last dump we have. But there's still some sites because it's many gigabytes big, the whole archive. So this is the thing. We just search for this stuff in this dump. So we make it available for people. It's like many people coming together to find the interesting one. Groovy is saying, make sure that don't just find another URI linking to stf.org. Okay, so let's start. For starting this, I will play something we heard last year. And this is the Gopher fighting song.